The Occult Tesla Part 4, Tesla's Martians. In the wake of H.G. Wells' famous War of the Worlds, published in 1898, a wave of Martian mania spread across the Western world, with channelers, mediums, and psychics professing to have received communications from higher entities from outer space. Nikola Tesla may or may not have believed he received psychic communications with aliens. His assistant Arthur Matthews testifies that he did, but he certainly believed that he was receiving messages from Martians via wireless receivers that he had developed in Long Island and Colorado as early as 1898, financed by J.P. Morgan. In a February 1921 interview with the Albany Telegram, Tesla said, "I have a deep conviction that highly intelligent beings exist on Mars. I believe they have reached a mechanical stage of civilization much more advanced than ours. However, it is quite likely that all racial distinctions and ideals have been extinguished there, and life has become simply a desperate struggle for existence. The population may have been reduced to a few highly specialized individuals. 22 years ago, while experimenting in Colorado with a wireless power plant, I obtained extraordinary experimental evidence for the existence of life on Mars. I had perfected a wireless receiver of extraordinary sensitiveness, far beyond anything known, and I caught signals which I interpreted as meaning 1, 2, 3, 4. I believe the Martians used numbers for communication because numbers are universal." Nikola Tesla had a very specific notion of the type of aliens that had evolved on Mars, and followed the exact same line of reasoning popularized by H.G. Wells, who had detailed alien life as simply a more advanced expression of humanity. In his 1898 War of the Worlds, Wells writes, "To me, it is quite credible that the Martians may be descended from beings not like ourselves. We men are just in the beginning of the evolution that the Martians have worked out. They have become practically mere brains, wearing different bodies according to their needs, just like men wear suits or clothes." In his 1901, I Expect to Talk to Mars, Nikola Tesla wrote, "It is logical to assume that the biological evolution of the Martians more or less parallel that of the human species, although they may have reached a stage far in advance of ours. They see, smell, feel, hear life through the same sense as we. It is no strain on the imagination to assume some super Tesla on Mars, perfecting at this very moment some new system of communication with us." This characterization of aliens as the outcome of Darwinist forces of natural selection beyond current humans is the driving force of transhumanism, a term coined by Thomas Huxley's grandson, Julian Huxley, in 1954. As we will soon come to see in later episodes of this series, both Nikola Tesla and H.G. Wells were both equally influenced by Thomas Huxley, and especially leading figures of Thomas Huxley's The X Club. Beyond claims of communicating with Martians, the need for eugenics, and the impossibility of commercial airplanes, there was very little that Tesla did not assert loud prophecies about throughout his long life, ranging far outside of his field of expertise. Extending his superhuman insight into the causes of wars, Tesla's brilliance is once again shown to be slightly overrated when he asserted that human beings, or intentions, can never be the cause of wars. "The truly wise man," exclaimed Tesla, "knows that the cause of all wars is only to be found in the mindless mechanics of the solar system." Nikola Tesla, to this point, said, "A war can never be caused by arbitrary acts of man. It is invariably the more or less direct result of cosmic disturbances in which the sun is chiefly concerned. In many international conflicts of historical record, which were precipitated by famine, pestilence, or terrestrial catastrophes. The direct dependence of the sun is unmistakable. Anyone reading Kaiser Wilhelm's letters to his cousin, Tsar Nicholas II, in the lead-up to World War I, would easily discover that the First World War was carefully orchestrated by leading strategists of the British Empire. This also extends to logic that would help us explain the cause of the Balkans War, the Sino-Russian War of 1904, the Opium Wars, the Crimean War, and the U.S. Civil War, to name just a few. The evidence demonstrating these facts are available to anyone capable of using their powers of reason, and yet somehow the great penetrating genius of Nikola Tesla was incapable of fathoming how human agendas could cause wars? Perhaps Tesla's inability to recognize the human agency causing wars may have something to do with his close friendship with the many members of the leading occult agencies who are orchestrating global wars? Just a thought. As a footnote, Kaiser Wilhelm wrote despairingly in August 1914 to his cousin Nicholas II, "England, Russia, and France have agreed among themselves to take the Austro-Serbian conflict for an excuse for waging a war of extermination against us. That is the real naked situation slowly and cleverly set going by Edward VII, and finally brought to a conclusion by George V. So the famous encirclement of Germany has finally become a fact, despite every effort of our politicians and diplomats to prevent it. The net has been suddenly thrown over our head, and England sneeringly reaps the most brilliant success of her persistently prosecuted purely anti-German world policy against which we have proved ourselves helpless, while she twists the noose of our political and economic destruction out of our fidelity to Austria as we squirm isolated in the net, a great achievement which arouses the admiration even of him who is to be destroyed as its result. Edward VII is stronger after his death than I am, who am still alive."